We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. I thought it'd be appropriate since we're just coming off the 4th of July weekend, and as we celebrate America's independence, it's important to recognize that where people are struggling against tyranny, sometimes right now in America's very streets, the thousands who continue to arrive each year here in America and in Great Britain, fleeing political, religious persecution, they bear testimony to the simple truth that America truly is an exceptional country, despite what the current Democrat Party and liberals might want us to believe. It's a story of freedom that both countries can celebrate on this 4th of July weekend. Joining us now to discuss the concept of American exceptionalism is Mike Gonzalez. He is a historian and literary critic, a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation's Center for Foreign Policy. Mike, thank you for joining us this evening. Appreciate you taking the time to speak with us.
John, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on. I mean, my wife is Scottish. I was born elsewhere. I was born in Cuba, and I left Cuba at the age of 12, about, you know, 5 decades ago. Our attachment to American exceptionalism, we each have an assigned part of the Declaration that we read. We go over it. It is a moment to remember, what it was like at the time. I mean, let's not forget that this bunch of men, these colonists, were facing the largest empire that humanity had ever had, and they defeated it. Yes, they did defeat it with French help. The French were key, and without the French and the Spanish in the South, a couple of my ancestors fought in Florida as well on the part of the colonists. It is unlikely that the colonists would have won, but the colonists did win, and they won, and they had the established on this earth. As the Marquis de Lafayette said when the war ended, liberty now has a home, which I think is a beautiful expression to remember. America is the home of liberty, like no other. That is one of the things that makes it exceptional.
You know, that's a great sentiment, and I think you're right. The American experiment, despite what today's modern liberals and the Democrat Party would have us believe, is really an amazing construct. It's a political society came into being asserting certain, you know, natural inalienable rights, equality of every human being. It's kind of sad as you look at this. When you look at what's happening today, you look at American politicians like AOC and Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, who are openly ashamed of their country, even presidents like Barack Obama, who traveled to other countries to apologize for America. Obviously, you know, our country isn't perfect. We're all sinners. But has the concept of American exceptionalism expired? What is happening in today within this concept, within the concept of this discussion? I mean, are we wrong? Are we no longer an exceptional nation?
Well, I share with you your trepidation. But first, I want to refer to something you said earlier on in the question when you talked about natural right. Actually, I believe that the thing that makes America truly exceptional is that it is the only country that draws its legitimacy from natural right. The Declaration is suffused with natural right, and then the Constitution defends the freedom of expression, the freedom of conscience, property, association, things that are natural rights. There is no other country in the world. There are many. We have many allies in Europe, starting with the Brits, and then the French and the Germans, and so forth, who are free democracies. Israel, Chile, but Japan, Korea, but none of these, draw their legitimacy from natural right. We're the only ones who do that, and that is, to my mind, what is exceptional. Europeans sometimes. It rankles them when we talk about American exceptionalism, and they interpret that to mean that we think we're better. I actually, having lived in seven different countries, at least a year, and many more if you count states of months, I can say that I think America is the best place in which to live and the best country in the world. But when we speak about American exceptionalism, we actually are talking about this issue of natural right, which we can go into later if you want. But no, so first, the mob that we're seeing in the street that hate America, they don't speak, I don't think, for the American people. Their message is really garbled. We can go into what has happened to young people that for a couple of generations now have been taught on purpose that to dislike America. Howard Zinn's A People's History of the United States, which is a book that is riddled with inaccuracies and a very shoddy scholarship. And now the 1619 Project by the New York Times, which purpose it is to say that the beginning of America is not 1776, but 1619, the year that African slaves were first brought to the North American continent, and that our whole existence, the centerpiece of America is slavery. That is inaccurate. There are many other inaccuracies with that project. For example, when they said the colonists fought the Revolutionary War because they were afraid that Britain was going to take slavery away. That is completely untrue, and the New York Times has had to retract that. But these enterprises, Howard Zinn, which still sells very well, which is still used in middle schools and high schools and colleges, and the 1619 Project, their purpose is to make students dislike America in order to replace America with another model. And I think we see the result of that in the unruly mobs that have taken parts of some of our great cities,
right,
in the vandalism that we have seen.
Right. We're talking with Mike Gonzalez. He is a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation Center for Foreign Policy. Mike, you mentioned your background. I guess I don't understand when you've got politicians, cushy politicians, one of whom used to be a bartender. Now she thinks that she's God's gift to the United States Congress. What could they learn if they spent some time? You're Cuban originally. I don't think they understand how good we have it here. And I sure would love it if some of these folks we're experiencing in some of these cities right now, with some of the restrictions that some states have had to go through with the coronavirus, we're experiencing Venezuelan type governments, some of these socialist style governments right now. You want to see what socialism, Bernie Sanders style, AOC style socialism is, go spend some time in Venezuela. I don't think they'd be quite so happy if we really instituted that in the United States, would they?
Well, you're very close to the truth there. For example, one of the founders of the Black Lives Matter organization, and that's another set of discussion that we can have, as to a lot of goodwill intentioned Americans and a lot of companies are giving money to the Black Lives Matter organization, the Black Lives Matter Global Network, and they're making a big mistake in doing that. But one of the founders, you know, went down to Caracas and hobnobbed with Maduro and praised the Maduro regime for its participatory democracy. So we can see that when they say they want to transform the United States, that they would want to at least replicate some aspect of what's taking place in Venezuela. You're right that my experience, right, the first 12 years of my life that I spent in Cuba are very searing in that I saw a society collapse, a culture ravaged, exactly what is being tried right now, rewriting history, replacing the narrative of a nation that had existed for 400 years with a new narrative that is Marxist and that is crazy. So anybody like me who has gone through that experience is very happy to be an American by choice, because the ability to compare and contrast. And as I said, I've lived in other countries. I was a foreign correspondent for many years, so I've lived in Europe and Asia. And the ability to contrast gives me the ability to say, no, America has problems. America has had problems. You know, there are racists in America, just like there are racists in every country in the world. But America's problems does not in any way deny the fact that this is a country conceived in liberty, with at the centerpiece of which, at the very basis of it, which is, as you said, all men are created equal. And we have been able to solve our problems by trying to aspire to those ideals.
Amen. Amen, brother. Mike, thank you again for joining us this evening. We've posted a link to the recent Heritage article on American exceptionalism on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. But if folks want more information about you, they can visit heritage.org. You also have a new book coming out later this month, The Plot to Change America, How Identity Politics is Dividing the Land of the Free. That'll be available on Amazon. I think it comes out on the 28th, correct?
It's available right now. It's actually selling quite well.
Oh, good. Okay.
It is a very timely book. I'm very sad as to why it is timely,
yeah.
But it is timely because I explain the why this is happening. What are the historical antecedents? And I'm not talking about history as in the 16th century. I'm talking about the things that have been done in recent decades. Why we are where we are. This is part of a concerted effort to change the country.
Yeah, it is. Well, and, you know, they're honest about that. How many times have we heard, you know, Joe Biden and some of the other leading figures in the Democrat Party say that they want to, you know, reshape and change America? Well, that's what they want to turn it into. Mike, I appreciate you joining us this evening. Carry on the fight, brother.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
We'll take a quick break and get an update on the Wuhan, China coronavirus from CDC advisor Dr. Roger Klein. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.